Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Susan Schwarzentruber, Executive Director of the Low Rent Housing Agency of Knoxville, to talk about the effect of the government shutdown on low-income housing.
The government shutdown is beginning to have an impact on low-income housing. I know a lot of cities around the country are starting to see renters have their rent go up because government money just isn't available. Is that starting to work its way down to the county?
Locally, we have two separate programs. We have the Housing Choice Voucher Program, which is a Section 8 program, and we also have public housing. Public housing, that side of it, we are not seeing any impact whatsoever locally. That is very stable. That is when tenants rent from us, we are the landlords. They come in and they pay their rents, and that just continues on normally. However, the Housing Choice Voucher side of it, we have received word. We are receiving our funds. We've been guaranteed to receive funds so that we can pay our landlords in February. However, at this point, March is not promised. So we are just as unclear as to what the next step will be along with everyone else. So we are waiting and hopeful that there will not be need to be anxious, but we are still in that waiting stage.
Everyone, of course, is keeping their fingers crossed, hoping that the shutdown situation will eventually be resolved. If it becomes protracted, what sort of impact could it have on renters? Would they wind up paying more? Could they face the possibility of eviction? What sort of impact could it have?
That is a really good question, and I honestly don't think that any of us have those absolutes just yet. I know that a lot of housing agencies around the country do not have a reserve. At this housing agency, we're fortunate enough to have at least a one-month reserve on hand, so we would be able to continue with our HAP payments towards the landlords up until April 1st if the government were on shutdown for that extended period of time.
And beyond that point, you're saying who knows what could happen, right?
That is correct. You know, we're waiting and seeing along with everyone else. At this point, all the people that we answer to are in the Kansas City office. That is our local field office, and everyone is off work. So we have no one to contact, no one to reach out to. They have all been furloughed. So we're all waiting and seeing and conducting business as normal.
About how many clients do you have? How many housing units are you responsible for?
On the public housing program, we have 49 units. The Section 8 side of it, on the Housing Choice Voucher side, we have 263 vouchers. So that's 263 families that we could serve locally monthly.
And that is the key. A lot of these are families who really don't have any other alternative for housing, and they're very dependent on what you have available. And I'm certain they're on pins and needles, hoping that all this will be taken care of.
You're speaking to several elderly and disabled families, so it's including all of them.
Is there anywhere else they can turn for help, or are they just hoping that the whole matter will be solved soon?
I think we're all holding our breath at this point. If it's another federal program, a lot of other federal agencies are in the same position we are in. I'm sure everybody's waiting to get their tax returns, right?
You've had a lot of families who've come to you in the last few weeks who are perhaps worried about how this will affect them. Are you doing what you can to reassure them that there's no immediate concern?
We are. We are working with them. We are trying to reduce any fear or anxiety. We alongside them. We don't know what the outcome will be, but we are hopeful. We have families that are asking the hard questions, those difficult ones of, do I need to find another place to live? Should I be looking? Should I be giving my 30-day notice? Will you give me a 30-day notice? And there's a lot of fear. And I think at this point, the best thing we can do is just kind of stay level-headed and wait.
This, of course, not the first time that the government has gone through a shutdown, and I'm sure you're reminding people that we've all been down this road before.
It is not the first time. I've been at this agency for 6 years, and this is the second shutdown that I have seen personally. And however, it is the longest, but that it's not the first time. And I am just hopeful that at some point there will be a resolution to all of this, and we will avoid any type of doomsday scenario.
Thanks to Susan Schwarzentruber for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.